Welcome to the Product Growth Podcast, practical product and growth intelligence for people building in India. I'm Mira.
And I'm Arjun. Today we're getting into WhatsApp Pay surges past CRED in UPI transaction volumes, daily brief, 25th of July, 2026. Let's dig in. Okay, so three things jumped out at me this morning. WhatsApp Pay crossing CRED, the RBI transmission data, and SAP's CFO basically calling out half the AI roadmaps in enterprise SaaS. Mira, where do we start?
Start with the RBI story because it sets the financial context for almost everything else today. The headline is this: 125 basis points of repo cuts have fully transmitted into lending rates tied to external benchmarks, but deposit rates haven't caught up yet.
So borrowers are already feeling the benefit, savers aren't.
Exactly. And for fintech builders, the implication splits cleanly. If you're a lending-heavy model, BNPL, personal credit, business loans, your cost of funds has dropped and your margins look better right now. But if you're funding yourself through deposits, you're in a squeeze because you still have to pay competitive deposit rates to attract money.
Which fintechs in India are actually in that deposit-funded bucket?
Small finance banks, NBFCs that raised FD products, some of the newer neobanks trying to be full stack. The moment banks start transmitting to deposits, and they will, RBI is watching, the competition for that deposit base gets fierce. So the window where lending-heavy models look great is narrower than it seems.
Got it. So enjoy the margin, but don't build your unit economics around it permanently.
Right. Now let's talk about the story that is genuinely wild: WhatsApp Pay overtaking CRED in UPI transaction volumes in June.
And the timing is just impossible to ignore. Kunal Shah moves to WhatsApp's global CEO role, and almost simultaneously, WhatsApp Pay jumps past CRED's volumes.
Whether that's correlation or causation almost doesn't matter for builders. What matters is the signal. Meta is not treating WhatsApp Pay as a nice-to-have payments feature anymore. This is a fintech push.
And CRED had built its whole identity around high-quality UPI users, right? Premium credit card holders, high spending power. WhatsApp Pay beating them on volume means Meta is pulling volume from across the income spectrum.
Exactly. And here's the so what. WhatsApp has 500 plus million active users in India. CRED has maybe 12 to 15 million. The ceiling for WhatsApp Pay in volume terms is categorically different. Volume was always going to happen eventually. The real question is depth. Can they bundle credit, insurance, investments inside the chat interface?
Which is where the fintech story and the WhatsApp story actually connect. Because if WhatsApp starts offering lending products, they need cheap capital. And the RBI transmission story tells us lending margins are temporarily attractive right now.
That's the pattern across these two stories that doesn't show up in either headline separately. The rate environment is creating a window where distribution-heavy platforms, and WhatsApp is the ultimate distribution-heavy platform, can enter lending profitably. If you're building a fintech that isn't WhatsApp, you need to ask what your moat is beyond distribution.
Okay, let's get into the SAP story, because I feel like this one is going to age really well as a prediction. SAP's CFO basically said, AI ROI requires moving beyond chatbot low-hanging fruit.
And he's right. And most Indian SaaS founders are building exactly the thing he's calling out. A chatbot layer on top of your existing product is not an AI strategy. Real returns come from governing domain-specific workflows, invoice processing, demand forecasting, approval chains, where you can measure the outcome in days.
The phrase days, not quarters, really stuck with me. Because a lot of enterprise AI pitches are still, we'll see efficiency gains over 18 months.
That's a sales problem as much as a product problem. If you can't show a customer measurable ROI within 2 to 4 weeks of going live, you will lose the renewal. Enterprise buyers in India are getting more sophisticated. They've seen enough chatbot demos now, they're asking for P&L impact.
So for someone building enterprise SaaS here, what's the shift they need to make?
Pick one workflow, not AI for your business. Pick one, say vendor invoice reconciliation for a mid-market manufacturer. Automate the exception handling. Measure accuracy and time to close. Show that number dropping 60% in week 2. That's a renewal. A chatbot that answers HR questions is not a renewal.
All right, Flipkart and India Post, because this one hit differently for me. 1.6 lakh post offices.
1.65 lakh, to be precise. And that number matters because Flipkart's own logistics network, eCart, reaches maybe 19,000 PIN codes at scale. India Post reaches almost every PIN code in the country. This isn't a marginal expansion. It's a structural leap into Tier 3 and rural markets at a fraction of building that infrastructure themselves.
And for a logistics startup or a D2C brand thinking about rural delivery, what does this actually mean on the ground?
It means the benchmark for last mile cost in rural India just dropped. India Post's cost per delivery is subsidized by government operations. Flipkart is now going to be able to offer delivery to places where it previously wasn't economically viable. If you're a logistics startup competing in that rural PIN code space, your pricing model just got pressured without you doing anything wrong.
Okay, rapid fire time. Let's get through the rest of the stories quickly. Karnataka and AI education.
CMDK Shivakumar announced rural AI education expansion with industry partnerships. For edtech builders, the signal is government appetite for low-cost, curriculum-aligned AI training tools, not premium apps. Rural-first content and teacher training is where the procurement money will flow.
NVIDIA and SK Group, we saw this one in two different verticals today, AIML and deep tech.
$500 billion plus initiative, 2 gigawatt data centers, Vera Rubin chips, SK Hynix HBM4 memory, first facility in 2027. If you're relying on hyperscaler GPU capacity in the next 18 months, secure your commitments now or build multi-region fallback into your architecture. And for deep tech hardware startups, unless you own a specific process node or application domain, like edge inference or automotive, you're getting squeezed by this consolidation.
Bank of Baroda, NMC Health, $600 million settlement, profits down 72%.
Q1 net profit dropped to 1,278 crore from what should have been a much stronger quarter. The lesson for health tech and healthcare lending builders: model your tail risk litigation costs. One bad actor in your borrower or provider network can erase years of margin in a single quarter.
GoDigit's numbers were rough too.
Profit down 37.5% year on year to 86.4 crore from 138.3 crore last year. InsurTech is getting more competitive, and profitability is the casualty. Expect consolidation. The players with real tech advantages in pricing and claims processing will acquire the ones running on distribution alone.
So the one thing someone listening to this should actually do today?
If you're building anything with an AI feature, open your product spec right now and ask, can I measure the ROI of this in 2 weeks? If the answer is no, you're building the chatbot SAP's CFO just warned you about. Reframe around one specific workflow, instrument it, and make the outcome visible. That's your retention and your next funding story. That's the short version. There's more depth in the full piece on productgrowth.in.
Thanks for listening to the Product Growth Podcast. Keep building, and we'll catch you in the next one.